Yeah, yeah. Well, it looks like the wheels of justice are turning, guys. P. Diddy's houses, both houses in Miami and L.A. got raided simultaneously by Homeland Security. And for the looks of it, it looks like Sean Combs is about to face some fucking sexual trafficking fucking charges. Due to porn, like the last couple days, it's not a whole bunch. So the information that's out there is that there was a simultaneous raid conducted on both properties. The reason for the simultaneous raids were to make sure that nobody was gonna try to, you know, sneak out the back door or had a heads up on something, or, you know, relay that data back to the other house and have the fucking cops kind of chasing their tails and shit. So I'm sure, you know, so first off, Diddy's probably in another fucking country right now, just chilling. He's got his kids in fucking Miami taking the rap, okay? One, that's just fucked up. If that was me, I'd have said, listen, like, when are they coming to do the raids? They say in about a week, they're giving us, in about a week's time, it's going to happen. So whatever needs to be fucking bleach bit out of those homes better be done soon. And you're going to have to tell your kids to fucking do it. Okay? Now, not only his sons, but whoever the entourage that surrounds him, whatever other people were there, you know, I don't know if you guys might have seen some of the footage with the helicopter, aerial footage. You can see the kids near the fucking, I don't know, a couple Porsches or something like that. You can see, oh shit, we gotta go. And so fucking, so now we're sitting here, lead to believe, like fucking, okay, so they're about to do some arrests. So nobody gets arrested. So the kids were told to probably take care of the evidence or whatever may be in there, clean it the fuck up, whatever you got going on, because whatever little Rodney's saying is really starting to penetrate the fucking, the FBI. And Homeland Security. Who knows what fucking Keefe D might be saying behind bars, and who knows what Cassie has for tangible evidence, okay? So if Rodney can prove that he's been getting threats and they've been threatening his children, you know, that's just a whole nother level of fucking fuckery, okay? So, you know, it's really something to watch, to see how this guy is literally was at the top of the fucking mogul atmosphere and just came down to the bottom of the barrel just to realize the roses don't smell no different whether you were in high altitude or bottom altitude. You know what I mean? So he's in another country. I don't know. If I was Diddy, I'd be buying Bitcoin. I'd take my fucking yacht and I'd go into international waters and I'd live the rest of my days. Like, fuck that. Like, no. All right? And then here's the kicker. It's like 2 years ago or three, or when Obama was in office, he's got a picture with P. Diddy, and I think that's in the Miami fucking mansion, which is the big one where it's got the statue of the fucking the Jean-Paul Cologne fucking guy with no head. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay. So what's gonna be what my point to all this is it's not about Diddy. It's about who other people are gonna rap. Who's going to start to fucking rat? We all know there's a nation full of them, okay? And when stuff like this starts hitting the pavement, like sex trafficking and shit, there's going to be a lot of people squawking, okay? And I'm sure, you know, some of the Homeland Security guys were probably talking to the kids, at least trying to get some kind of information. They probably weren't saying nothing due to, you know, the attorney's, wishes. So, where's Diddy? Because an indictment is coming. You know, like, you can talk to any FBI person, they'll tell you that they're not going to do a simultaneous raid unless there was something happening in those houses. So the people go to the judge and they say, judge, listen, we got to get a search warrant simultaneously to search these fucking apartments because we think, or we have a good strong possibility that there is something happening in those homes and we have to put a stop to it right now. That's the only way they can get that type of shit. Okay, so they went to a judge, they got that okayed, and they started flying into the houses. Okay, now what they found or what they didn't find, but they're taking computers, they're taking fucking everything, studio equipment, I'm sure of, and every other thing. The indictment's coming, okay? Because there's too much evidence, there's too much salacious. Too much salacious fucking claims and allegations being brought against him by, you know, just Rodney Jones on the strength of that. Then the whole, you know, going to New York from Michigan, bringing this girl back, you know, and all this other shit. Like, dude, I thought that was Cassie that went to Michigan. I thought that, like, that whole story that I heard, I thought that was Cassie. I thought Cassie was picked up from New York, you know, called out, like, yeah, she was in Michigan, they were at a fucking place with fucking, oh, jeez, I can't remember his fucking name right now, I don't know if it was, not Haitian Jack, but some other dude, and he's like, yeah, Diddy wants to meet you, we'll go out to New York, and she goes out to New York, and they're all running Trisnane on her. So I thought that was Cassie. So I thought, you know, like, okay, so that's the reason why she got the $30 million is because she kind of aired out some of the shit and she was about to go full bore if he didn't pay up. Fucking, so it's just overwhelming. I'm like, man, this dude's got to know that he is going behind bars. So he's out, like, he's out. He's got to be in a non-extradition country somewhere and, like, fucking, and we have a lot of agreements with people. More nations than people can realize. So there's, like, I would say over 100, probably 50 fucking nations are cool with us to give us back the people that we need to fucking apprehend. But there's, like, a stipulation of, like, oh, yeah, hey, you know, as long as they're not going to be treated inhumane or, you know, served a death penalty, get served a death penalty or by firing squad or whatever the fuck, right? Sex trafficking ain't gonna, you know, move up to the case of death, but he's gonna get some fucking time, that's for sure. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What would you do? I mean, like, I mean, God forbid if you were ever in a situation like that. But I'm just saying, what do you think that Diddy's doing? Like, what is he doing? There's no way he's, like, mounting a fucking defense. Okay, first off, he just shelled out money. Who knows how much money he's been blowing. And, but there's the allegations of, like, there's tapes being fucking sold. There's women being fucking, you know, trained in from somehow, somewhere. And it's not only the two houses that he's got in L.A. and fucking in Miami. We're talking the fucking parties up in the Hamptons and shit. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to be going to that house. But, you know, they have to work to get the warrant out of that and prove that there's some kind of probable cause for them to fucking, you know, go that far of a reach into that house. But the Miami and the LA one was enough. And I'm just wondering what house fucking Obama was in when they took that picture. You look at Obama, his fucking, he goes to Nantucket, his little five-star Michelin chef fucking dies. Guy's in fucking pristine condition, avid swimmer, like, avid swimming, like, Olympic-sized pools. And he goes paddleboard and he fucking drowns? What? What? And, like, the Obamas are, like, 300 yards away just chilling, just watching the guy fumble for freaking air? Like, what? Come on, man. Like, if you believe that, I got a story to tell you. So, not only that, you got Keefe D. He's running his jabs behind bars because he wants to be more infamous than famous. He's mad that DJ Vlad and fucking Craig Caden just made more money off the fucking story than he did. This is my story. I shot him. The fuck? Come right out and say it. There you go. Good boy. Yeah, you're a fucking, let me tell you, you're a genius. So, not only that, you got Gene Deal fucking rapping his mouth off, okay? So there's all this allegations, and, like, people are probably saying, look, there has to be a case formed against this man. You can't have this many allegations. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is like getting away with fucking murder. So, let me just say this about that. We all know that, like, you know, Diddy's controlled, I would imagine, and, you know, has connections with certain people. Now, whether those certain people will have the power to get him the fuck out of this situation is to be seen. And then we'll know what kind of power he's really running with. Okay? Because to go this far, or this go this long without the shit, he's laid up with really fat people with deep fucking pockets and a lot of power. So if Diddy doesn't get into a courtroom or doesn't see any charges or anything out of this from the other four victims that are coming forward, I think there's like two girls or three girls, and like then there's Rodney and shit like that. And here's the deal: whether you're in a private plane or a public plane, the tail number never changes. Okay, so when that flight took off from Michigan and landed in New York, there is a record of that. There is a record of a private plane coming in, direct owned by whomever. Okay, so that plane and all that will be detailed. How many passengers were in the plane? Who was the pilot? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's documentations for that allegation about doing the sex trafficking from Michigan to fucking New York and back and forth, let's just say. Okay? And then, whoever wrapped their hands around Rodney, when he was fucking producing something down there, I forget the actor's name, but it's, I want to say it was Cuban Gooding Jr., if I wasn't mistaken. It was Cuban Gooding Jr., and he had his hands over, like, he had his arms wrapped around fucking little Rodney, like, he was, like, it was Jacqueline Onassis on JFK, like, he damn near had him, like, close to the bosom, if you will, right? So that puts Cuban in the crosshairs, right? So there's all this little daisy chains that connect to higher profile people like Obama. You know, you got some actor, Hollywood actor, Cuban Gooding Jr. in there. And so, you know, you start looking at this and you start peeling back the onion, and it's like, did somebody find the little black book? And like, people are actually, you know, quietly mounting, you know, some fucking, you know, movement of really getting after this sex trafficking shit. We had that movie that came out. God, I can't even remember the freaking movie, dude. It's too early in the morning right now. That Bob Iger and Disney wanted to just stuff down in the fucking catacombs of Disney and never see the light of day and shit like that, when it has to do with everything about sex trafficking and shit like that. And so Bob and his people just stifle the shit out of the movie until a guy actually buys the movie and then airs it out in, like, I think it was in like 10 theaters, and all of a sudden it blew up, made like fucking $400 million, and half of them, or most of the proceeds, if not, you know, some of the proceeds went to sex trafficking victims, and then also trying to stop more of those crimes. So it's been a little bit of a journey seeing the fall for from P. Diddy into what he's doing now. I can't believe it. Like, he must, you know, it's like people in Wall Street would jump out of the window if the stock price fell as far as, like, he's fallen from grace. I mean, they would already, like, slit their throats. Do you know what I mean? If this was all banked on money and stock market stuff, but where it's not, and it's just really, you know, power at this point. Who's gonna be the appellate court judge? Who's gonna be, you know, who's gonna be overseeing the grand jury that might, you know, convene and try to take this to trial? Are they gonna say, hey, you know what, we'll just pay Rodney off because, you know, Puffy out free is more lucrative than him being behind bars? You know, so did he serve? So did he serve his purpose so far, or does he got more? More work to do? We're gonna find out, and that's only gonna really show us if he faces justice or not. I mean, it really just boils down to that. But with all the evidence, and, you know, as young as his sons are, and everybody that's in the mix in that whole fucking world has to know something, and they're willing to talk because they're not really willing to go down for all this shit. That I would bet on. So I'm just waiting to see when the rats start eating the cheese. You know what I mean? So, anyways, this is a quick one, guys. I want to stop in and say hello to you. I got a massive cold. I'll catch you on the next one. Love you all. Peace.